This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Earlier this year, there was a discussion.
Yeah.
About a graph, you know, that came out saying that back in the, 1930s, people met their husbands through, arrangements.
I remember that, yeah.
Of the family. As time, went on, people met through friends, met at school, social events. But in the 2000s, the majority of couples have confessed that they actually met online.
Yeah. And some even go as far as saying that they spoke for 3 years before they could even meet in person. But what should you look out for when meeting your person for the very first time after years or even months of speaking online? We're talking this morning to relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy, who's joining us on the line. Morning, Paula. How are you doing? Paula, good morning. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, now I can hear you.
Great. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Great, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time. First and most importantly, is there a period that you would say is too long to take when talking to someone online before actually meeting in person?
Yeah, so generally, in the first sort of 3 months, people get to chat online, take it offline, and then meet up. So I would say anything longer than 3 months is potentially stretching it out. And I'd want to understand the reason why, you're happy or comfortable talking online and not wanting to take it to the next step and meeting that person in person.
And maybe let's look at some of the things that before even meeting someone, like what should I establish about this person first before going to that face-to-face meeting?
So I think through the conversations that you're having online is to establish, whether you have shared value systems, shared interests, shared aspirations from a life, career, family perspective. So getting a general feel that this is someone that is aligned with me and where I'm at in my life and the kind of lifestyle that I aspire to.
Okay. Do you see more relationships of people who met online working out, like in real life, than other relationships? As an expert, what are you picking up?
So online is the way, where people naturally go to meet people these days. But we are seeing trends of online dating fatigue, and people are wanting to meet people in person. But there is a lot of success cases of people that have met online and that are now sort of happily married or happily in a long-term committed relationship.
Yeah, lovely. And maybe some of the important do's and don'ts of meeting someone that you've been talking to online?
So I think, first of all, obviously personal safety is of utmost importance. So if you are going to meet someone online for the first time, I would start off with something sort of small, like a coffee date, a coffee meetup in a public place. Let people know where you're going. Take care of your own personal safety. After that, if you feel you want to see that person again, you can set up a next date. But then also be honest with that person. Nobody likes to be strung along. So if you feel that this isn't going to go anywhere, rather be kind and let that person know up front instead of, dragging them along or ghosting them.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, thank you, Paula. I appreciate your time. That's relationship expert and CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.